This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I mean it sincerely. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweet. What the heck? Texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to. And you can't be part of the solution unless you're involved. And, you know, just engaged in all ways. Did you miss me? Come on. Somebody say yes.
I did.
You did? Yeah, but you don't count. You have to miss me.
No, no, I don't.
Ooh. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Feel free to get involved, get engaged. Give me a holler. Let me know. You know, I mean, tonight we got a whole... And I mean a whole bunch of stuff coming up. Bunch of things that I want to be talking about tonight. And my first one, which is just... And we're going to talk about D-Day in a little bit. I don't want to spoil everything. We'll talk about D-Day in a little bit. But there was something that happened that just made me nuts. And I say that because... Some of you, all right, so I know some of you guys that listen to the show, some of you people listen to the show, and you've sent me emails. I get it. You know, you're not into the God thing, and that's fine. I'm not, you know me by now. I don't shove it down your throat. That's not my goal. It's not my intention. But, man, you talk about the left having a real derangement, if you would. They do. They got a major problem here. And I'll tell you, if you want to know, I know, see, I jumped into it tonight. The Real Side with Joe Mussini. You can head over to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. Lots going on. And you can sign up for our email blast. It's on there. Be great if you would think about donating to the show. That's always good, too. But the evangelical pastor, remember the one that prayed for President Trump? Apparently today he got so much pressure, and not just from members of the church, I mean outside the church, but members of the church, which I don't understand because I got to tell you something. He must be a lousy pastor. The pastor of McLean Bible Church apologized for hurting some members of his congregation by praying for President Trump. Are we serious? They really think this is okay? Trump visited the Northern Virginia church on Sunday on his way back to the White House. His appearance at the church came the same day the evangelist Franklin Graham called for a special day of prayer for Trump. Pastor David Platt said that Trump's visit was unexpected, and he didn't even have time to think through the actions. If anybody walks in the doors of your church, your house, your car, your business, and says, I need prayer, or you perceive that they need prayer, as a Christian, you never turn them down. Because if you turn them down, you're 180 degrees from what Jesus told you to do. And I love you guys that run around and you always talk about God. And you don't even, you couldn't find a Bible. If it hit you in the head, fell off a shelf, you wouldn't know it was a Bible. But yet you're running around telling guys like me, I'm livid about this, telling me about God and what God wants and what God's... No, that's your opinion of what God wants. Because if you're not reading a scripture, if you're not studying something that gives you a hint as to what God wants, then you're only talking about what you want. That's it. And nowhere in my Bible, nowhere in a real Bible of a real loving, of a real forgiving God... Does it tell you not to pray for somebody? Matter of fact, the Bible tells you to pray for your enemies. You know why? Because you're a little wimpy boy if all you do is pray for your friends. That's an easy one. In most cases, praying for your mother, your friends, your loved ones, that's a no-brainer. That doesn't cause your blood pressure to go up at all. But if you got to pray for somebody you can't stand, I prayed for Obama every single day. Couldn't stand the guy. If he resigned, I would have threw a week-long party. But my God tells me to pray for people in authority and not pray for them to drop dead and not pray for anything like that. No, pray for them. And that's what I did for Obama. So you Christians should be ashamed. Those of you Christians who got on this pastor for praying for Trump, you should be ashamed of yourselves. You should. You know what? I mean, seriously. You don't even understand how mad I am about this. And then the pastor, you know what? He needs to become a greeter at Walmart where he has to make everybody happy. You know, and he tries to sugarcoat, it was unexpected. I really didn't think through my actions. What actions? Praying for someone who needed it? Are we serious here? My aim in no way was to endorse the president. So do you endorse everybody you pray for? When you're praying for the drug dealer, are you endorsing the use of drugs? When you're praying for the hooker, are you endorsing prostitution? Are you really need help? You should not be pastoring a church. He said, I was not praying for his policies or his pardon, but to obey God's command to pray for our president and other leaders to govern in the way of the passage. Listen, if somebody says to you, politics and religion should be separate, take the Bible and hit them in the head with it. All right? Because the only book that you should be using for political principles is the Bible, if you're a Christian, especially if you're a Christian. I am not done with this. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen, I need to get her on here because, you know, Dr. Milson, she's got to calm me down. Send me some drugs through the phone or something. I don't know what it is, but anyway. Dr. Bridget Milson joins me, as she does from time to time on the show. I always appreciate her time with me. And I originally reached out to her for other stuff that she was writing and doing that I agreed with. But I got to tell you something. Somebody has to get me off the ceiling on this one. So, first of all, how are you doing this evening?
I started talking to you.
Oh, geez. Thanks.
It's been going
on. So much better now.
Thanks. Oh, my gosh.
I heard this on the radio, and at first I was kind of like you, you know, going, oh, okay, somebody blew something out of proportion, and it's not real, it's just somebody saying something that they thought he said or twisting what he really did say. And I come back and I start reading the story, and I start looking at some other stories, okay? And I guess there were a bunch of people pounding on him on the church's website, church members and others, and I said a couple things, and you can call me out if I'm wrong. I said, look, first of all, if you're a Christian and you're a church member and you're calling him out for praying for the president, shame on you. And I just don't believe for a second that you've ever even cracked your Bible to understand that you're supposed to pray for people in authority. I prayed for Obama every single day of his presidency, okay? And because that's what we're called to do. That's, you know, number one. And if you're not a Christian, shut up. You don't even know what prayer is. You don't even care that they're praying to a God. This is, and with all this said, the pastor comes out, and he basically says, look, no, he doesn't basically say, he says, my aim was in no way to endorse the president, his policies, his party. Hello?
Hello. Not good. I mean, why? Why? Why even as church members who are coming out against their pastor? And he's an incredible pastor. I have friends that go to that church. I have friends that were there when Trump came, when President Trump was there being prayed for. And she said it was fantastic and that it was, you know, she was so excited. She sent me pictures. And now this, and even we've got evangelist, you know, Franklin Graham calling for a special day of prayer. I did a Facebook Live of that for President Trump. I don't get it. If we don't want to pray for our leaders, then we're in trouble. So it didn't go against any church policies.
Forget the policies. It didn't go against God's law. Matter of fact, it's a command for us to pray for our leaders.
Right.
Doesn't say if they're Democrats or Republicans, depending on what party you line up with, thou shalt pray for them. No, not even close. God, I'm lost.
I don't even know what to say. Yeah, I don't. I'm like in shock since I just found this out. I'm never a loss for words. But
look, it's infiltrated the church. Trump derangement syndrome has infiltrated the church, and not just infiltrated the church. I want you to think about this. Even Christians, they have put their policies, their political policies before God's word. And that is the beginning of the end, is it not?
It absolutely is, you know, and I see things like this and you know, being, I don't know, the pastor saying that it was unexpected, President Trump's visit was unexpected, and he didn't have, and I quote, didn't have time to think through his actions. He prayed for somebody. We know we don't need to think about those actions. Somebody comes in need of prayer, requesting prayer. You pray for them. Like, you know, I mentioned earlier to you, to me, it's Gay Pride Prayer Month for me. That's
right.
What I do. I pray for it. It doesn't mean I condone what they do. I do not. It doesn't mean I'm immoral. I'm not going to apologize for it. That's what I do every single day is lift up all my LGBT friends and family. And you can't apologize. I mean, oh my goodness. You just kind of got me off guard with this. I just can't believe that.
It threw me for a loop. When I heard it in the car, like I told you, I thought it was just a bunch of hooey, somebody, you know, fake news is what I thought it was. But when you see his own words, then he's sorry he hurt so many people in his church, and it weighs heavy on his heart because he loves every member. Well, you know what? Maybe you should teach your members about, I mean, again, I don't know the guy, but if this is an indication of where he's at, I think it's a problem. And I'm not trying to make fun of your friends. You know me better than that. But I'm sitting here going, why would you back down from praying for somebody in authority? You say, look, you know, if it hurt your feelings, I can't understand why. Because your God, the one you serve, the one you come here to hear about every week, tells you to pray for people in authority. So exactly what did I do wrong?
Absolutely. I mean, in his comments about how it weighs heavy on his heart, he loves every member of the church. He only wants to lead us with God's word, you know, in a way that transcends political party and position and heals the hurt or racial division. I mean, if our president of the United States cannot come to church and ask for prayer and get it, and people are now getting butthurt over it,
Crazy.
I'm sad. I'm sad. I mean, you know, I was on my Facebook Live post I was doing that has now reached 50,000 views, so apparently I hit a nerve, which is huge for me, right, and unknown, but hey, I guess I'm getting the word out. I was pretty fired up. But I was talking about a revival, you know, that I think we're seeing a revival. And I was praying about it over the last week and talking to some people. And unfortunately, I've come to the conclusion that I don't think we are seeing a revival. I think we're seeing more of the great divide. I think we're seeing a huge division, you know, a separation, as the Bible says, from wheats and tares and good and evil. So I hope that's not true, but I feel like it is. I mean, this incident in the church just shows me that if people in a church can't come together and just be excited that the president is here and this man wants prayer, then we're lost.
If Obama had walked into my church and the pastor had prayed for him, first of all, I wouldn't have got up and left. I wouldn't have sat there and said, what is he doing here? Right? Would I have gone on my way to go shake his hand and tell him what a great job I thought he was doing? No. Would I go up there and tell him what a jerk I thought he was? No. But I would have gone right along with the prayer of the pastor. I would have gone along and prayed for his help, prayed for him to make the right decisions, prayed for God to guide him, that kind of thing. And that's all that,
well,
if you
absolutely
heard the prayer, that's all he did.
Well, and with these so-called Christians that are sitting in these pews at church, and if they are the never-Trumpers and they are the, you know, anti-Republican party, it sounds like, those are the only people that are going to complain. If they complain that the president is incompetent and immoral, then wouldn't you want him in church? Wouldn't that make you happy to see him in church and praise God he's here? I don't get it. I don't get that mentality at all.
Well, I love my friends that claim to be Christians. They'll tell me that they don't understand how I can believe he's saved. And I said, "But aren't you the person that's always telling me not to judge? I'm not going to judge whether he knows Christ or not." Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Sorry, Bridget. You can go calm down for a few minutes while we go to commercial.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Tensions continue to grow between Congress and the White House over Saudi Arabia, especially now that the U.S. government has obtained intelligence that Saudi Arabia has significantly escalated its ballistic missile program with the help of China. That, according to an exclusive report from CNN, who's quoting three sources. Also, senators from both sides of the aisle said Wednesday they plan to block U.S. arms sales to Saudi Arabia and other Arab states in a bipartisan rebuke of the president, saying they had to act to safeguard Congress's right to review weapons deals. The deadline is Monday for a 5% tariff being placed on Mexican goods imported to the United States. Republican lawmakers want a meeting with the president before the tariffs begin. Many, like Texas Congressman Will Hurd, say the global trade war could have harsh consequences for American consumers.
When the cost of, you know, food on your table and your groceries increases, when the cold beer you want to drink on a hot summer day is increases, these are all things that are going to have an impact on the American consumer.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. And I got to tell you something. You know, I'll get your blood pumping. If you have listened to the show for any length of time, you know I'll get your blood pumping. I don't play games. I'm not interested in soft-shoeing this stuff. So if you're one of those people that they, what do they call you guys, pearl clutchers? If you're a pearl clutcher, this is not the show for you, okay? If you have an oxygen tank, you may even also want to be thinking about listening to the show. I'm just telling you. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Put a capital TRS in the subject line so I have a clue as to who it's from. Anyhow, Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does from time to time. I always appreciate her time with me. She actually did what I've been telling you guys to do for years. She got engaged, she got involved, she ran for office, and now she's a city council person. So thank you for doing what you do. Thank you for stepping up and actually being part of the process instead of a problem.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for doing what you do to get truth out. Because we certainly need it, you know, and this, I'll tell you, for people who don't say I don't have time to run for city council, I don't have time to run for school board, you don't not have time, if that's even a sentence. But you've got to do it. It's going to open the doors to opportunities. I'm already being approached by surrounding communities to really keep Texas here informed locally about the laws and what's going on. So, because it's going to hit us, all this nonsense coast to coast is going to eventually, you know, smack in the middle.
Bridget, how do they get so much power? How do they get so much? You know, when I was growing up as a kid, it was always this, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil kind of thing, right? And is it they yell louder? Is it they pull at the heartstrings of people? Oh my God, these poor people, they've been beat, they've been hurt. I don't know if you noticed, but on Google this weekend, on Memorial Day, Google was just grayed out. Like that had some kind of meaning. And then when June 1st came along and it's Gay Pride Month, all of a sudden Google's all colorful, has all kinds of pages, all kinds of things popping up, and you're going, you know what? What the heck is wrong with you people?
Right, backgrounds, you know, it can do a million rainbow backgrounds, and I'm using them to pray. Like I said, it's LGBT prayer month, Pride prayer month for me. And then I also post a few times that, you know, I'll put the rainbow on and say, you know, God bless the Lord for, you know, the promise he made to Noah. That's what the rainbow stands for. And people just, I mean, I get hate responses for that. I'm like,
of
you guys.
Of course you do.
It's scriptural. It's not your rainbow. It's God's. Calm down.
Yeah. Yeah. And listen, I have a clue as to why they, well, I shouldn't say it that way, but I have a clue as to why they use it. I understand it. It's inclusive of all colors and peoples. And I get all of that, right? But, I mean, my God, seriously. Yeah. All right, got to breathe. The mean guy that I am. All right, so let's talk about because, you know, you are a doctor, and so this should make sense to you because it doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. But we now have the Sexual Education for America's Youth. These are books. These are curriculum. It's happening here in California like crazy, like over the top crazy. And now they're trying to put this in schools all across the country. Why does a third grader, fourth grader, fifth grader, why do they really have to know about sexual orientation, sex types, how to have sex, and memorize all 79 different genders?
That's a mouthful. That, you know, in 2011, right, the passage of SB 48 was the FAIR Act. So, meaning FAIR Act, they're an Inclusive, Respectful Education Act. And parents, you know, they passed that. Parents supported it. You know, it sounded good. So then we have 2015, right, the passage of AB 329, which is the California Healthy Youth Act. So that expanded that act, but just the sex ed topics. That's it. So that included gender identity and gender expression and transgender. And then we're going to go contraception, emergency contraception, like Plan B, but no abstinence training.
No, you can't
abstinence
have it.
Training.
Can't
and
have
I,
it.
No, and in California, there's a law against having abstinence-only training in schools. There's a law.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the heck? So then parents are finally hearing about this because they're getting letters home, right? They're getting a whiff of it at school, and so they all of a sudden protest, and over 200 different groups are represented the first week of May, you know, to try to talk to them and read these books, these disgusting books. And so they listened to them, and then they voted unanimously to move forward and to also not allow the option of opting out if it includes transgender LGBT issues. Now, the two books, and this is what I've been screaming at parents about, the two books that they were really having a fit over, What's Happening to My Body, and then also Sex, the health education framework for that, they were freaking out about that, of course, because it was all the disgusting pornography and just stuff I don't even want to. I'm a good Christian girl, so I cannot repeat it. But it is that bad. And so instead, people are like, oh, it's banned now. No, it's not banned. Now it's just strongly recommended framework. That's how they, and I quote, that's how they phrase it. Instead of calling it curriculum, they're now calling it strongly recommended framework. And they're adding it to the science books. They're adding it to the history books. The first grade book is already out for history with your lovely governor, Newsom, in there talking about his big contribution to society of marrying same-sex people. And that's at first grade level.
Breaking the law and marrying same-sex couple and, you know, marrying same-sex couples. This is the thing that bothers me. They scream about President Trump and us breaking the law, but how do they usually try to get their point across? They break the law. They break the law, and that's the way they know how to deal with stuff. It's just amazing to me.
They just because they feel like they can. So how'd we get here? We elected them. Y'all elected them. And, you know, I was in California 46 years, so I didn't vote for any of them. I fought really hard to get these people out, and it's just going to continue to get worse because parents, you cannot opt out. You cannot. And they tried to appease these parents, like I said, and said, oh, okay, we'll take those two books and not make them mandatory. And instead they slipped in the you cannot opt out on any of the LGBT issues or transgender.
Right.
So,
and yet, recently, they took, you know, how some pastors and some churches, you know, they write books about if you're living the gay and lesbian lifestyle or transgender lifestyle, you know, there are ways out. If you want to come back to God, if you want to, I mean, they list it out and they talk about scripture. They do it in a loving way. They don't do it in a hateful way. And the California legislature decided to slip that in. You ready for this one? They slipped in a new law where it goes up under the Consumer Affairs Act. Right? Because they consider it selling snake oil. So here you are selling a process that you can't prove. So therefore, you can't talk about it. And the way they broke it out was that if you go to a weekend retreat, and it's about, you know, the gay and lesbian lifestyle and from a biblical standpoint, how to come back to a traditional lifestyle, if you sell books, it's against the law. If you simply collect a fee for the event, and you give away the books, then that's fine.
Ridiculous.
Think about what they're doing, right? So I can't even I can't even live out my faith in the state.
Well, you can't. Again, legislating morality, and you can't do it. You absolutely can't do it. I have people, you know, yell and scream at me and send me nasty messages about stop pushing your God on me, stop pushing your morals. And I said, here's the deal. Our country was founded upon God. Our country was founded upon our laws in this country, founded upon the Ten Commandments. So if you're going to throw that out, great. Which one? I keep saying this over and over. Which moral code are you going to choose? Are you going to choose yours? Are you going to choose Gavin Newsom's? Are you going to choose Bette Midler's? Are you going to choose Charlie Manson? Right?
We can't just. What's that? I'm with you.
We can't continue to do this. I know you get it. You know, I'm preaching to the choir, and I'm just.
But isn't it funny how they can push theirs on us? They can push their lifestyles on us. They can push down our throats that this is right and that is right. And that whatever they say is true and correct. Even if it goes 180 degrees against biology, it's true and correct. Right?
Right. And we don't get a say in it. And theirs is so depraved and hurtful. And I'm starting to speak out now. About how emotionally abusive it is to children. It is emotional child abuse, and I will stand behind those words.
To listen to a four-year-old male say, I want to be a female, and then start using hormone blockers is not cool. It's not good, and it's not healthy. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. You just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface. surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to happen. We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855 732-5560. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I mean sincerely, I appreciate the time you spend with me. I appreciate the time you let your friends and your loved ones know about the show. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can, again, watch live, listen live, take the poll, but you can also donate there. Give up one cup of coffee a month. Start off that way, right? That expensive place you go to for those $5 cups of coffee, and give it to me. I guarantee you, you give me that $5, I'll do a lot more with that than that $5 cup of coffee you get from that disgusting place. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Let me bring her on. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, and she does from time to time. I always appreciate her input and your fight. I mean, I appreciate you bringing this stuff up, and willing to take the hits online for this with the sexual health education. I can't even send you the pictures that I have of some of the curriculum because I'm embarrassed to send them around.
Right, yeah, no, I posted some online, and a couple people were like, oh my gosh, why'd you post that? And I'm like, see, because I want you to be appalled, so appalled that you could do something about it.
You know, years ago, when I first got on the board, the first thing I had to deal with was a book that had a descriptive rape scene in it. And some of the parents came up, and they were very upset, but the book was kind of mandatory summer reading. I had just got on the board, so I didn't really understand how this worked. And somebody brought me the book, and it was there was a descriptive rape scene in it, and I went to read it, and they were freaking out. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. If your kids can read this, if you're making this mandatory for children during the summer, can't we as adults handle this from the dais? Why is this a problem? Right?
Yes. No, absolutely. I mean, it just makes sense, doesn't it?
It's my first month on the board, and one of the teachers gets up and says, well, wait a minute. We approve of the book. We're teachers. Don't you trust us with your kids? And I said, no. How can I trust? I don't even know you. How do I trust you with my children? I need to know what's going on in their head. Go ahead.
That's the thing, you know, and part of, you know, when I was talking about 2011, they passed the FAIR, you know, Act, and then 2015, and now they've revised it and passed it 3 weeks ago unanimously, the Board of Education, and they basically said, you know, it's up to the teachers. We're going to leave it up to the teachers to decide, okay, are you guys happy now? And the parents, some of them were like, okay, yeah, that's great. Really? you're okay with the parents teaching you everything, anything they want sexually? Aren't you the parents?
Without
yeah.
So listen, two pages, so people who are going, well, can't be that bad. Let me tell you what. In the two pages, I saw what appeared to be a young lady pleasuring herself, a young man pleasuring himself, a woman and a man in bed doing things that, you know, you used to have to pay for the movies and watch them behind closed curtains. I mean, I can go down a whole list of stuff that they're showing your elementary school kids. What gives them the right to tell you what they... Yeah, it is. And it's cartoonish, which makes it even more appealing to look at, right?
Well, you know, absolutely. And everything, you know, I looked last night on the latest dumbed down version, you know, the I'm going to appease the parents version that is already going out. And they're targeting charter schools and even special ed classes. Yeah. Somebody was asking about that, and it's absolutely targeting. And I was going through it, and yes, it's a little bit better, but that's like saying that you take 10 minutes out of a, you know, pornographic movie. We're going to take the last 10 minutes out. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's, oh, I'm so happy about that. Mm-hmm. So it's still, describes the sexual acts. It has tests in it. Like, which are you interested in? Are you, if you're a little girl, are you interested in dressing up like a little boy? Have you ever thought about kissing another? Why do 10 and 11 year olds need to be asked those questions? This hurts, again, this hurts my head. And, you know, as long as the LGBT curriculum is in it, which it was, all the transgender, again, parents can't opt out. So they're saying they can, as long as there's no LGBT curriculum, but they put it all in it. So there's really nothing you can do.
Just nuts. Just nuts. Makes me crazy. It's like, again, this is why I keep telling your parents, when it comes to voting, you need to pay attention who you're putting on these boards. You need to pay attention who you're putting up in the state education boards because, you know, especially in California, the local board doesn't have the power that people think it has. It all comes down from the state. So when you need to think hard as to what you want your kids to see, what you want them to be exposed to, what you want them to deal with. It is just amazing to me that the most precious thing that you have, you don't pay attention to what's going on with, right?
And they're not. And this is, again, you know, I talk all the time, you know, to parents doing my 90-minute seminar. I'm about to go do it to a huge conference next week. And it's a school district conference. And there are going to be about 3,000 teachers and administrators there.
Wow.
And I don't dumb it down. And I'm going to tell them this is what's coming your way if we don't stop voting these people in. And in my mind, I have got to believe in my heart, or I'm going to be way too sad and way too hopeless. But in my heart, I've got to think this isn't even a partisan issue anymore, that this isn't about Democrat or Republican. I have to think this is good removal, and I have got to believe that a lot of Democratic parents, parents who call themselves Democrats, are having their eyes opened for what's used.
You're right, it can't be about parties. You're right to a degree. I did have a bunch of Democrat mothers come and see me last year and say, hey, can you help with this? What can you do? I explained to them what little I could do and what I would be willing to do, but it was really their party ran the state. They needed to get on their party, and six of those parents left the state 4 months later because they couldn't get their party to listen to them. And they said they don't know what happened to their party. It has left them. They've gone so far left with the sex ed stuff that everything else doesn't seem to matter to them. It's all about sex ed. That's it, 24/7. It's amazing.
It is. The Progressive Party has completely hijacked the Democratic Party. And I'm seeing similar things, you know, all kinds of parents. I even had a board member of a school district, a very large school district in California, and she doesn't want me to mention her name, who was a former Democrat up until 3 years ago. And because of all of this, and she's high up in her district, and she's like, what do I do? Like, do I stay, you know, and try to fight this and try to have a say? And I'm like, yes, call Joe. Talk to him. Because yes, we need you to not ditch or vacate, you know, or leave. You know, we had to leave because we have kids, and I had just had bigger opportunities in Texas, and that was just our calling. God called us to Texas, and he's using me mightily. But I am encouraging conservatives to get involved. We have to. You have to. City council, board members, anything.
And they got to keep supporting you. Here's the other thing that conservatives do that frosts me to no end. They vote for you, right? You got the conservative values they want. You've got the values you want. And they leave you to drown. They leave you. And you let them know, look, I've got these things coming up. I need you in the boardroom with me. I need you with the council chambers so I can hear your voice. We are a representative government. That means if I have 70 loons on the left and they're telling me what they want, and I don't have any conservatives in here, then obviously the community wants it to the left. But if you show up, you give us something to work with. They have to support you after you get in, don't they?
They do. And what I want to say is you can't, nowadays, we can't just be one or two parents. We've got to get your friends on board. You have to call people. You have to put together, you know, a group and get in there. It can't even be one or two anymore. They're not listening to you. They had over 200 people there representing 200 groups, and they still voted unanimously. So
they don't
care. I don't know.
They don't care.
Not at all. Not at all. They took out a few little wishy-washy things to appease them, like I said, made them not mandatory but strongly recommended, and here we are in this depraved, disgusting place.
And you know what? I'm proof positive you can get reelected for standing on your principles. I'm never mean. I'm never hateful. You know, my God tells me to love everybody, not love everything they're doing, but love everyone. Okay?
Absolutely, and we do.
No kidding. Matter of fact, I believe that we love them. We love versatile people more than the left does. Because they don't accept us.
Yes, we do. They don't at all. Oh, my goodness. They're the most, the party of tolerance are some of the most intolerant, hate-filled, sad people to exist. And, yes, there are some good people over on the other side that are now jumping ship. But the whole deal is we have to speak truth, and that is to love them to Christ because we want them to see eternity. We want them to reap the blessings that God has. It's not that difficult. It's not about religion. I keep getting people, stop throwing your religion down my throat. It's not religion. I have a relationship with God. That's it. Jesus Christ. He's got a moral code. It's so, you know, it's pertaining to sex and, you know, and these poor kids. It's so we don't get STDs. It's so we don't have to get pregnant and deal with abortion. It's so we can not get our emotions so screwed up and get so hurt by having premarital sex. You know, there's reasons, good reasons for the moral code that God puts in front of us. So if that's not love, I don't know what is.
Yeah, and it's to protect us and save us and help us. Bridget, where do people find you? Where they get more information about you? Where can they go to help you?
You know, you can go to my website, TrinityLifeSolutions.com, or find me at Callie Shrink on Twitter.
Cool. Very good. And thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time so much. Hey, people, next hour, we're going to do a tribute to D-Day, okay? I mean, would you believe that a Democrat president actually prayed to God to help protect our men? Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.